After the Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, cut AmeriCorps funding earlier this year, a federal judge last week granted a temporary block to states that filed a lawsuit against the move. Montana is not on the list. AmeriCorps is a national service program that's been running for 3 decades. In the year before the cuts, about 2,800 members, called VISTAs, served at 300 Montana host sites, including food banks, schools, youth centers, and more. When Rochelle Hesford became executive director of Southwest Montana Youth Partners, she relied on AmeriCorps service in the group's 5-year plan. But its VISTA member was on board for less than 4 months before funding was cut.
We're in kind of that early critical stage where we really need to get that public support and get our name out there and build capacity for the organization. We're losing like a year's worth of work, I would say.
24 states plus Washington, D.C. filed a lawsuit against the Trump administration, arguing that it did not provide sufficient notice or comment period according to law. But because Montana wasn't the plaintiff, its AmeriCorps funding remains cut. Groups that host VISTA members pay about 1/3 of their income, and AmeriCorps funding covers the rest. Aaron Swatowski with the Headwaters Foundation, which provides grants for groups across the state, says that's a big leg up for many Montana groups.
We're a resource scarce state in many ways, and AmeriCorps VISTAs can really come in and help organizations build new systems and find efficiencies, and losing that support is really critical.
Montana's population is one of the least dense in the country, but it has the most nonprofits per capita, nearly 10 per every 1,000 residents, according to the Tax Foundation. Swatowski says she worries cuts to AmeriCorps signal something bigger.
It's tied to this broader trend that we're seeing in really just a gutting of civic infrastructure that helps hold our communities together in Montana.
I'm Kathleen Shannon with Big Sky Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.